Before he joined the DMT, Arthur Sims had become product development manager at IBM. Sims had a flair for adapting and inventing things, and built what was probably the world's first illuminated digital clock that showed both the time and the temperature. Sims worked in the IBM accounting machines division.
There was a salesman in IBM called Bruce Cliff. He was the crash-hot best salesman. And those days, there was 250 policemen employed purely for controlling traffic in the Sydney CBD. But these policemen weren't coordinated in their actions. There was 250 of them. And so one policeman at one intersection would call the traffic through and the one at the next intersection would stop it. And Bruce had the idea that it was a good opportunity to put traffic lights at 150 sets of intersections in Sydney in the CBD and program those lights so that if you got a green at one, there was a high expectation you'd get a green at the next one. And anyway, he went and talked to the chief engineer of Department of Motor Transport those days, Ray French, who was a very astute engineer. And Mr. French cottoned onto the idea, and he was able to go on a world trip with the superintendent of traffic in the police force to inspect these systems overseas.
It's the first time I've been in overseas. What they were doing in USA with their fixed time signals, the local controller could be adjusted to have three different programs. Each controller was adjusted separately so that if you wanted an offset for this so-called green band or whatever, you'd give that offset at the next controller and so on down the scheme. And you could have three of those. You could select one of those three and you have to send a message to each controller. But if you wanted to change anything, you had to go to the local intersection all the time. And I came to the conclusion that that wasn't going to be a solution to our problem.